Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Gary tipped me off to a story out of Florida that's got a lot of stuff in it that my audience enjoys, including someone filming the police. So it's also interesting from a legal perspective because the way the legal system handled this case is also a little unusual, but we'll unpack this as we go along. From the Palm Beach Post, Jane Musgrave wrote it, "Appeals court reverses itself. Rules in Boynton case that people can videotape the police." So the appeals court reversed itself, but it came out in favor of people videotaping police. In a decision that was hailed as a victory for the public's right to hold police accountable, the 4th District Court of Appeal in Florida, Florida State Court, recently reversed course, ruling that a Boynton Beach woman should not have been arrested because she was videotaping the police. So she was videotaping the police, they arrested her, and it took the Court of Appeals' second try to come out and say, you know, that was wrong. In a stunning turnaround, the West Palm Beach-based appeals court unanimously ruled that the woman had the right to turn her video camera on Boynton police in 2009 when they summoned her after stopping her son for sneaking into a movie theater. So this story goes all the way back to 2009. Now, I often tell people, I say, look, the law might be on your side, but understand that there might be a fight, and the fight might take a while. So sometimes the fight's worth it, sometimes the fight's not worth it. That's a decision sometimes you have to make. I'm not here to make a decision for you. I'm simply an attorney explaining to you the possibilities. But the woman was arrested in 2009. Here we are in 2021, and a court of appeals has finally said, you know, that was wrong. So the judge who chided her colleagues in May for upholding the arrest said the decision was obvious. So originally, the court had ruled against the woman and said the police were right. When they were asked to reconsider it, they said, you know something, we were wrong. So the judge said a rule otherwise would mean that everyone who pulls out a cell phone to record an interaction with police, whether as a bystander, a witness, or a suspect, is committing a crime. And they're now saying that that's not a crime in Florida. On Wednesday, the two judges joined that judge, agreeing that police officers have no expectation of privacy when they're performing their duties in public. Therefore, and here's the key here, she was actually arrested for violating the state's wiretap laws. And I've talked about this before also, and a lot of people get upset when I talk about this, because many states have a wiretap statute that talks about whether you can record somebody with or without their consent, and whether you can do it secretly or surreptitiously. And many states simply say you cannot record somebody without their consent. And I have a lot of people say, well, Steve, what about, you know, if you have no expectation of privacy? Depends on what your state law says. Every state law is different, and apparently in Florida, the expectation of privacy is a part of it. Some start in some states, it's not a part of it. So you got to be careful about this. The attorney for the woman who was arrested applauded the court's swift decision to admit it had made a mistake. Obviously, it's not a swift decision by the courts in general because we're here 12, 13 years later. But the fact that they ruled, they were asked to reconsider, and they changed their minds, he says, is cool. He says, it's an important case and an important body of law for the state of Florida. It needs to be made clear that the public has the right to videotape police when they're performing their duties in public places. Now, the woman who was arrested could not be reached for comment, but the attorney said she was pleased by the decision, which allows her to now pursue a false arrest lawsuit that she filed against the Boynton police after the state attorney's office decided not to prosecute her on criminal charges. So she had been arrested, but they decided not to prosecute her. She filed a lawsuit. This thing's been working its way through the courts. The attorney says it's been something like 13 years that she's been looking for justice in this case. It was a prolonged case of gaslighting. While the woman maintained she had the right to videotape the officers, a circuit judge and then the appeals court said she did not. But it was that same appeals court that reversed its decision. And to understand what's going on there, if you get a ruling from a court, quite often you can appeal the ruling to the next court up. Many states have a process whereby you can ask the court to reconsider itself and reconsider the exact same thing they just ruled on. And generally speaking, you don't often win these cases. You don't often win them because asking a court to admit it just made a mistake, human nature makes that difficult. But it does happen. And so it's very rare. But what happened in this case was on the reconsideration, a bunch of other organizations filed amicus briefs, friend of the court briefs, that basically said, you really dropped the ball on this one, and here's why, and explained all the ramifications. And for whatever reason, the court took a deeper look at it and changed its mind. So the attorney says it turned out she was right all along. Boynton officials didn't immediately return an email for comment about this ruling or whether they plan to appeal this to the Florida Supreme Court, because that'd be the next step. So on this reconsideration, the court ruled in favor of the woman. Now, if the state wants to, they can appeal this to the Florida Supreme Court. And of course, the Florida Supreme Court ruled, the losing side could ask them to reconsider. Again, very, very rare procedure to have that work, but it's possible. This reversal came after several organizations, including the ACLU, the Florida Justice Association, and 12 media groups joined the suit. In papers filed with the appeals court, the groups claimed the ruling would have a chilling effect, not just on citizens, but on the First Amendment rights of news-gathering organizations. So theoretically, if this had stood, there's a crime scene, and reporters show up, and they start filming. They're filming a crime scene. Theoretically, the police could arrest them and say, yeah, you're violating the wiretap statute. Well, not anymore. Attorney James Green from the ACLU said the involvement of the outside groups likely swayed the court. He said, I think it was important just to give a sense of the collective experience the ACLU and various media groups have and why it's important to recognize the changing ways we now use to gather the news. News organizations depend on citizens journalists. And quite often, stuff shot by people on the street, just walking along, minding their own business, they whip out their cell phone and they record something. Quite often, that video winds up in court and it winds up on the news. And I've seen countless examples of someone who saw something happening, often weather events, for instance, a really cool weather event, and they film it and they post it on Twitter or someplace like that. And news organizations will ask them, can we post it on our website? And they retweet it, they repost it, whatever. But it's often just some newsworthy event. And the police are often involved in newsworthy events. So the point is that if you're not interfering with the police officers and not interfering with their investigation, you're simply filming what's happening, you're going to be able to do it. In its ruling, the appeals court noted that First Amendment issues hadn't been raised in this case. But the judge said claims by media and civil libertarians weren't far-fetched, pointing out that other courts have struck down laws that ban the videotaping of police performing their duties in public, ruling that that is a First Amendment issue. Warner wrote, because recording police communications is an essential tool in gathering information about police conduct, the police can hardly have an expectation that their communications during the performance of their duties can be subject to their personal expectation of privacy. And that, of course, is the distinction they're trying to make. They're trying to say that, hey, you can film us, but if you record our voices, that's a violation of the wiretap statute. And I've said that before, and I did a video, it's gotten a lot of traction on the internet lately, about whether or not there's issues with respect to putting a camera inside your car, dash cam. And I've pointed out that in some states, technically speaking, if the dash cam records audio, and it records audio of people who do not know they're being recorded, in some states, that might violate the wiretap statutes. Now, whether anyone's going to ever get prosecuted for that, I don't know. I'm not saying. I'm here to simply point out to you that there's a law on the books that says this. And so, following the police officer's logic here, if they had walked up to the woman and not said a word, and she had filmed them, they couldn't arrest her. But the moment they said something and she recorded what they said, and this, by the way, is the mime motion for saying something. If they had said something, then suddenly she's eavesdropping. And again, I'm simply explaining to you what their rationale was. In the original ruling that was overturned, the appeals court tried to sidestep the thorny issue whether people have the basic right to simply videotape police. Instead, the judges ruled that Boynton officers had probable cause to arrest the woman on a charge of obstruction of justice because she didn't stop recording when they asked her to do so. Therefore, they ruled they didn't have to address whether the officers had sufficient cause to arrest her for illegally recording them. But the question is, what right do they have to tell her to stop? And that's where it all falls apart. So now, one of the judges who ruled against her switched sides and ruled for her. He agreed with the other judge that the woman did not impede the police investigation by continuing to videotape the cops or by not immediately giving them her address, which is another topic that didn't get raised until just now. While the judge agreed that the woman was within her rights to record the police, she said the officers had sufficient evidence to charge her with obstruction of justice. So that was what one of the judges originally thought. So now, if Boynton Beach does not appeal the ruling, the attorney said the case will be sent back to circuit court and it will now proceed either to trial or to settlement. He said he did not know how much his client was seeking, but this is good news for the people in Florida. People are invariably going to ask me, but Steve, what about people in other states? Well, interestingly enough, this is not binding in other states, but anytime you get a ruling that goes your way, even in another state, you can point to it and say, look, that rationale is good in Florida. It ought to be good here. And courts will sometimes look at that and say, well, our learned brethren in another state have ruled this way. Let's take a look at it. But they're not bound by it. And so that's how you can often get a ruling in one state that goes this way and a ruling in another state that goes this way that are diametrically opposed. That can happen. But as of right now, in Florida, you are allowed to film the police while they're performing their duties in public, so long as you don't impede their investigation or interfere with the investigation, even if you do catch their voices speaking. And this is a big, big ruling in Florida. And that is assuming it doesn't get appealed to the Florida Supreme Court. Now, in other states, there have been other rulings, and they go all over the place, and there is not yet a universal thing on this. I will tell you that at least once a day, someone posts on one of my videos and says, Steve, the Supreme Court's already ruled you're allowed to film the police. This is a dead topic. Show me the case where they did that. I'd love to see it. Because as you can see here, the Florida courts are still fighting over it as if the Supreme Court has not ruled on it, which I suspect if they had, somebody would have pointed it out here. The other thing I have to point out is the word film and videotape. For some odd reason, when I mention those words in a modern context, people say, Steve, you're using the wrong words. Phones don't contain film and they don't contain videotape. Therefore, you're not filming, you're not videotaping with a phone. And of course you are. You are. I don't know why. I think I'm the only person who owns dictionaries in this world. These are Oxford English dictionaries over here. I've also got dictionaries in my office. I've got dictionaries at home. I collect dictionaries. I admit it. It's one of my weird fetishes. I collect dictionaries. But you can go online and look words up. And if you look the word film up, you'll see it's a noun. And it's the stuff that you used to put in old cameras. It's also a thing that you go to a theater and watch. You watch a film. But it also is a verb meaning to record a motion picture. Film means to record a motion picture. I filmed that. You actually got film and took it to a developer and had... No, I filmed it. It just means to make a motion picture. Videotape likewise. Or video. Video. You shot video. I mean, so unfortunately, there are people out there who want to argue semantics and don't understand that dictionaries exist. But before you want to argue about word usage, don't do it without looking the word up and seeing that is possibly one of the explanations or definitions of that word. And I'll also tell you that I had another gentleman send me an email who got very upset that I used the word usage. And I just used it again a minute ago. And he said, Steve, use and usage are the same word. The only reason you'd use he said the only reason you'd use usage is you're trying to use big words because you're an attorney. And I said, so you think I use usage to sound big, but I didn't usage, right? So usage must not be the same as use. Otherwise, I could say, why'd you usage? And use means to use something. Usage is the manner in which it is used. So therefore, it's a different word, different meaning, completely different meaning. And again, a dictionary would have resolved that issue. But I've gone too far afield and I'll stop now. Don't complain about my usage of video or film. Jane Musgrave wrote the article for the Palm Beach Post. Great article. Gary sent it to me. But in Florida, as of right now, you're free to videotape or film the police while they're doing their jobs in public. The appeals court reversed itself and ruled in a Boynton case that people can videotape the police. Questions, comments, or complaints, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I think God's going to come down and pull civilization over for speeding.